Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on the Healing Hour, and I'm your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III, and this is a very exciting show. I have so much to talk about, and I have special guests, of course, in this show. But before we even get to the show, you know exactly what we do. We are going to let you know what we're doing. We are on PKN Radio, that is Purpose Kingdom Network /blogtalk.com. I need you guys to get on to Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to listen or call in, if you want to ask questions or just get involved with this show, give your testimony, tell your story, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to call in. Yes, I need you to call in. The number to call in is 319-527-6091. That is 319-527-6091. And I guarantee you, you're going to want to call in today because we have a surprise for you. I said, yes, we have a surprise for you because I always have my co-host. Yes, co-host. She doesn't want to say she's a co-host, but she's definitely a co-host. Elder Alicia Cooper, she's going to come on for a minute. But before we get there, we are going to do the word for this evening. And this word, it goes so with the theme and with the special guest that we have. And I need you guys to look at your Bibles, and we are going to go to, we're going to check out this scripture that it says, Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his works be pure, whether it be right. Guys, even our children are known by their purity, by their good works. We have to acknowledge them. We have to celebrate them. We have to go to God in prayer about them. And we have a special young man who is going to be speaking with us, who's known a lot about what he does. I mean, really known. And his name is Junior Deacon Christopher Chapman Jr. Mm-hmm. And I bless God for him being with us this evening. So we're going to introduce our co-host, Elder Alicia Cooper. Elder, are you with me?
Hey. I'm here.
Hey. So, Elder, I want you to introduce our special guest, Junior Deacon Christopher.
All right. So I met Christopher last year at Ebenezer. At the Cathedral Church up in Williamsport. His mother was on the show a few weeks ago, and she talked about her book, Meet Mason. Christopher, every Thursday, he does Bible study on Facebook Live, the youth Bible study for Ebenezer. And I'm so excited to have him on the show with us, speaking more so from a child's point of view of faith and love and hope. So, Christopher, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
Good. Hi.
Awesome. I am so glad that you are on the show. We talked to your mother a few weeks ago, and we talked about your brother, and your mom, and it was a very, very fun show. And Elder kept saying, we have to get Christopher on. And then I saw a video of you, preaching, and I saw mom holding cue cards in the back. And it was awesome. I mean, it was so amazing. And I said, we've got to get him on the show. And she said, that's Mason's brother. And I said, awesome. So we had to get you on. And we're just going to ask a few questions. And we just want to know about you. So, Chris, you mind if I call you Chris or you are Christopher?
Chris.
Thank you. All right. So, Chris, how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
Wow. You're 9 years old. And, Chris, what do you like to do for fun?
Hang out with my friends. Hang out with my brother.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you like
hanging
out? Cool. All right. So you like hanging out with your friends, playing bots, and hanging out with your brother. That's awesome. So I heard you also like you teach a Bible study.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How did you start teaching Bible study?
A few months ago.
Okay. All right. And how was that?
My mom do it.
Tell me how you do it. So it, you was helping. What was it? What were you doing?
I was reading and preaching, helping my mom. And then
you were helping.
I went to try it by myself.
Okay.
So you went from teaching. You went from helping your mom to doing it yourself.
Mhm.
And how was it doing it yourself?
It was really fun.
Okay, so can you tell me what was one of the lessons that you did by yourself?
I did one of the scriptures that I did tonight was Isaiah 60:22. And the scripture was, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen.
All right now.
All right, so can you tell me, all right, do you mind just, like, giving us the lesson a little bit? You can just go through the lesson. We'll listen.
Okay.
All right.
So it was sort of about God doesn't make things happen on our time. They happen on his time. You may be in a stage of life where you are waiting on something big to happen or are waiting on answers or healing. God's timing is always perfect timing. It might not seem like it now, but good things come to those. Everybody knows that waiting is hard. It can seem like God has forgotten about us or thinks we are unimportant, but that is the opposite of the truth. God loves us so much. He knows all of the hairs on our head. He knows absolutely everything about us. That means he knows what is the best for us. His ways are better than ours. Find comfort. When you feel like nothing is happening for you in your life, just know that God has a plan, and his plans are better than anything we could ever dream up for ourselves. Today, I wanted to look a little further in terms of personal tragedies and tragedies that happen in the world. Although it sounds crazy, but God allows these tragedies to happen during certain times of our lives, he doesn't send them just to be mean. Instead, he sends them to us in a time when he knows that it will affect us, change us, and save us. God wants nothing more than for us to have a relationship with him, and that is why tragedies happen. Sometimes in order for this relationship to be built, and even in order for those who already have a relationship with God to be strengthened, when we realize how God shows grace on these situations, we are able to see the picture of our loving Father perfect. if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is with you, what shall you fear? Nothing. In the future, you will be able to look back at what happened and what God did and see that it was true. He took care of you, and everything turned out all right. So remember, God's timing, not ours. And if you have any trouble with this, think of vegan chocolate chip cookies. Oftentimes, we want to start tasting the ingredients and eat the batter before we put them in the oven. We open the oven and see if the cookies are ready, and we can even wait till the cookies are cool to try them. And then we think, man, I should have waited till these were cool. You have to trust the process.
Wow.
Okay, can I borrow that cookie thing?
Yeah, because I was taking notes. I'm taking notes right now. So the cookie example, and I love the God's timing thing, because as adults, we are still trying to learn to trust God's time. And Q, sir, is there more? Or is that it?
Like when my brother got sick.
Uh-huh.
I have to trust Simon.
Okay.
Can you repeat that, Christopher?
Yeah. So, Christopher, you said when your brother was sick, you had to trust God's timing?
Yeah.
All right. Explain. Can you tell us why you had to trust God's time when your brother was sick?
Because I wanted him to get better, and it took a long time.
Oh, yeah. And how did that make you feel? Uh-huh. All right.
And trust him.
Yeah. And he's all better, right?
Yep.
And it's because we believe God that he is all better?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Elder, you got any questions? Because he just preached.
Of course I did.
Go ahead.
Right. Well, first of all, let's talk about how he went to that tragedy piece, which is the absolute truth. You know, God will use tragedy and cause things to turn around. For us, it looks like we're going through something unnecessarily, but in all reality, God is just trying to get us to trust his timing. And so Christopher, I need you to scan those notes and send them to me.
Okay.
So that I can borrow them and use them in the adult sermon.
To our listeners,
if you would like to talk to Christopher, give him a word of encouragement or ask him a question, please don't hesitate to push #1. Again, that is #1. Christopher, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I know that you are not just Brother Christopher, you are a junior deacon at Ebenezer Baptist Church. What or who inspired you to become a junior deacon?
So there was this guy at my church named Mr. Sapp, and he passed away. Before he did, he was like my best friend, and he like taught me about being a junior deacon, tell me what it was, telling me how to be one, teaching me things. And before he passed away, he said one day that you are going to be a junior deacon. God told him.
Wow.
Okay, God told him.
And what are some of the duties, or what are some of the things that you do as a junior deacon?
So I do the offering.
Okay.
I do the scripture. I do Bible study. I pray for people. I get the pastor's coffee.
Oh, that's a big job. That's a very important job.
Wait, you ain't never bring me no coffee.
You're not the pastor.
Well, when I'm there.
Chris, anything else you do?
Not really.
Okay. All right. That's a lot. That's a lot. Getting the offering, praying for people, getting the pastor's coffee, those are really big responsibilities. Even teaching Bible study, what do you love? Like, what do you really love about being a junior teacher?
That I get to teach a lot of people stuff. Like, when I do Bible study, kids that are watching it, they get to learn about it, and hopefully that I can inspire them to that one day.
Wow. Well, do a lot of your friends talk to you about the Bible and God and church?
Yeah, some of them.
Okay. So what do you tell your friends about God?
That he's the strongest man on earth. He prays for people. He makes great decisions for everybody. He does a lot of great stuff for people. And that's all that I really tell them.
Hi, Mason.
And I tell them to watch my Bible study so they can learn more about it.
Wow. Well, Christopher, that is amazing. You have three callers on the line. We want to bring one in. Caller, how are you? Are you with us?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how y'all doing? Good evening. Michelle Hines.
Nice to meet you, Michelle. Christopher, say hi to Miss Michelle.
Hi. Oh, my God. He got me ready to cry. I just want to send some words of encouragement. Like, oh, my God, he's awesome. How old you say he is again?
Nine.
How old are you, Chris?
Nine.
Oh, my goodness. Like, whoever raised you, excuse me, hella right. Like, oh, I'm just lost right now. Like, I never heard a kid preach and talk like that. Like, and I just pray that God just continuously keep moving in his life and just keep giving him, you know, the strength to do what he's called him to do. He's an amazing, like, amazing young man.
Thank you so much.
Come lay hands on my kids, please.
Mine too.
Yeah. But
y'all can watch Christopher on Facebook, definitely. So if you're on Facebook, every Thursday at 6 o'clock, Christopher does Bible study on Ebenezer Baptist Church Facebook page in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. So if you ever want to hear Christopher, you are welcome to tune in. And plus, the videos are saved onto their Facebook page, so you can go back and watch it with your kids.
Awesome. All right, Chris, you have another caller. Caller, are you with us? All right. Hello.
Yes. Hi, how are you? This is Evangelist Devon Frazier. And how you doing?
I'm all right.
Oh, Junior Deacon Christopher, I guess my mouth is like just gapped open because you know how sometimes you see the youth and what they're doing, they're like stagnant or don't know which way to go, or they'll tell you everything that's wrong with the church, but never, you know, what can you do? What part can you play in it to make it better? You know, I'm always the one saying, you know, you could do something, you know, if it's nothing but, you know, being the best usher or, you know, going about and, you know, being the best doorkeeper. And then I hear this young man speaking like this. I mean, at 9 years old, this just it just brings my mind back to when I was younger, where, you know, we had a zeal, you know, some of us were scared of going to hell. So we was like, we need to get it together because I just don't want to go to hell. So some of these kids, they have none of that fear. They're like, it is what it is, and going about. And I hear the testimony of this young man just bringing about certain life circumstances, reassuring his faith in God and letting him know that, look, I had to take the place of, I have to be patient because God knows what's best for me. Even in his ordeal, even in the sickness of his sibling, he could see that. And I'm just in awe. I just wanted just to encourage him. And I took notes, too. Some of them going to be in my Bible study. So especially the one with the cookie. And I'll reiterate and probably put a little bit of the Cosby Show in there when Theo was sitting up there trying to eat that hot dog and that pizza in the pizza joint and everything, couldn't even wait for it to cool off. So I just wanted to let him know that, you know, Christopher, you keep on. You keep on because you're just going to be a dynamic force in this city, in this city. I see great things ahead of you, and God bless your parents and honey and your family.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We have another caller, Chris. Caller, are you with us?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Christopher, awesome. First of all, I would like to just thank the host for allowing him on the show and just to share the word of God. Christopher, I just wanted to come on and encourage you. You know, even though you're on every Thursday and it may seem like a lot of people are not on, I want to encourage you, Christopher, just to keep on doing what God has called you to do, because as you can see by the other two callers, you are an encouragement to people. People are listening to you. And Christopher forgot to mention, but out of his many duties, he also visits the sick.
Wow.
He visits me on many occasions. And even though he's a lot of years younger than me, he's been a great friend to me and a great encouragement to me. So, Christopher, I want to encourage you. You are truly a blessing, not only to me, but our church family, sir. And I truly thank God for someone like Reverend Seth, who's not with us anymore, but just speaking this into your life. So keep it up, my guy. Keep it up. I love you. I love Megan. I love Mason. Alicia, thank you so much for allowing him on your show. And, you know, I hope you can be back because this is big. You're on to something big. And you said it best. If God is with us, who can be against us, sir?
Wow.
Thank you. Bless you. Love you, David.
You know I love you back.
Wow. Chris, you really impact a lot of people. How does that make you feel?
Happy.
Well, you know, it is a very special thing when you see people just say so many nice things about you and everything that you do, and it means a lot. It really means a lot. Is there anything you would like to say to those callers who called in and said nice things about you?
Thank you so much. That
awesome.
Means a lot to me.
Awesome. All right, so Chris, all right, so you teach Bible study every Thursday? And so it's every Thursday, and what time and what's the name of the page that people can see it on?
It's at 6 o'clock. Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So anybody who wants to see Christopher's Bible study, it is at 6 p.m., Ebenezer Baptist Church. All right. So, Chris, I think that we have just been so in shock or in awe of you and everything that you've been saying so far. So what are some of the things that you do for your brother and your mom? Because I know that you help at home a lot. So what is, you help with your brother and your mom a lot. So what is that like?
It's really fun helping them out because it's my mom and my brother. So I help them out with mostly everything.
Everything like what?
Like helping Mason, like playing him church songs. And he likes to listen to them. And with my mom, I help her with, like, getting her stuff ready, helping her to get stuff ready, feeding Mason and holding his hand, helping him with walking.
Okay. And what is, and what is it like, I mean, because your brother, you have a great relationship. What is it, what's it like having a brother, just like always, y'all can have fun together? What's it like just having a brother as a best friend?
It's really fun, and especially because he can't see, but even though he can't see doesn't mean I can't have fun with him. He can still do a lot of stuff, like play with me. Actually, he can shoot hoops in basketball. And sometimes I ask him if he can help me, and I give him the basketball. And sometimes he makes it, and sometimes he doesn't. But if he doesn't make it, it's okay. You always try again.
Wait a minute. You play basketball with your brother?
Yeah.
And he makes the shot even though he can't see?
Yes. Well, actually, he can't see with his eye, but he can see with his heart.
Glory God. Hallelujah. Listen, boy, I'm taking notes. I just want you to know I'm taking notes.
All right. Okay, so you said he can't see with his eyes, what he can see with his heart. Wow, that's amazing.
I got to write that down. I was if I can remember this one.
All right, so Christopher, we have one more caller. Hello, caller, are you with us?
Christmas. Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air.
Hey,
how are you?
This is Dr. Christmas. Good evening, everybody.
Hey,
hey.
Doc, what's going on?
Listen, that is my man right there. What's going on, Chris? How you doing there, sir?
Good.
I just want to say I am, as you know, Chris is from my home church, the Ebenezer Baptist Church, and I want to let you know that I'm very, very, very extremely proud of you. I watch your Bible studies often. One that sticks out, if you ever get a chance to watch it, he did one using toothpaste. And he talked about the words that come out of our mouths and how when you use the illustration with toothpaste and how it pours out and you can't, once it comes out, you can't put it back in the toothpaste container. And so that stuck out to me, and I shared that with a few folks. But he has truly blessed me. He is a tremendous blessing and a jewel to the Ebenezer Baptist Church.
And, go use your tablets.
I thank God for him. Thank God for him. So just keep up
thank
the good
you.
Work. And so what I want to go ahead and do tonight, if this is okay, on behalf of William Christmas Ministries, I want to be able to go ahead and be a blessing to you on tonight. And I want to go ahead and make sure that we take care of your school supplies for the for this coming year, this school year.
Thank you.
You are welcome. We want to go ahead and be a blessing to you and everything. So I'll make sure I reach out to Mom, and we're going to go ahead and bless you this year. All right? Love you, man.
Love you, too.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Can I say something?
What?
Since we're talking about favorite Bible studies, my favorite Bible study was the bucket with the rocks and how the rocks were the burdens that weigh you down.
Wow. Can you tell us that one, Chris? Can you share that one with us? Are you prepared?
Do you remember
to
that?
Share
so,
that?
When we carry things on our back, it's too heavy. When we give it to God, it becomes light.
Yeah, so he was talking about, he was showing the illustration of all the worries that we carry. He was put it in a bucket, and he had his mom lift the bucket. The bucket was too heavy because of all the weight that was in the bucket. But as he began to say, we're giving it to God, and he began to take the rocks out of, well, his mom actually began to take the rocks out of the bucket. The bucket was easy to lift. And that's how, you know, we are, same thing we should do to God. We should give our burdens over to the Lord. And as we give our burdens to the Lord, you know, life becomes lighter. Things become easier to do because we allow God to do it for us. It was really amazing. I love Christopher. Even though he won't let me be his adopted aunt, but it's okay.
So Christopher, like, as far as, like, you have a lot of good examples, like the bucket with rocks, and you talked about the cookies baking. Where do you come up with a lot of your, well, examples? Where do you come up with a lot of those?
My mom helps me.
Your mom helps you? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that means mom is a good preacher, too?
Yeah.
Really? I believe you. I think mom is a really good preacher, too. So I think mom should do a couple Bible studies. What you think?
Yeah,
I think so too. I think mom would be great in doing a couple Bible studies. So, quick question. Like, you know, we talked about your teaching, And, you know, we talked about, you know, just this, everything you do in church. And how much do you, like, I know that you love your church. I can tell that you love your church. But just tell us about your church, like your church and the people at your church. How are they?
They're nice. They help me do stuff as well. Like in the offering, I just don't do the offering. There's two or one person that stands beside me, and they stay with me for when I count the money, so I won't just stand up there by myself, and so I don't get loads of money.
Okay. And you said they're very nice to you? And it seems like they love you a whole lot, because a lot of people called in and just saying how much they love you in church, right?
And when Mr. Sapp died, Mr. Brian, another person from our church, he helps me all the time now.
Awesome. Awesome.
He takes me places and he takes me fishing.
Oh, you like fishing?
Yeah.
Have you caught anything?
I almost did once. I was on the boat fishing, and I put it on the hook, and there was a fish on it, a big fish. And what happened was I looked away for 2 seconds, and when I pulled the fishing rod out, there was nothing there.
Oh, man.
And you saw it swimming away.
Okay. Oh, man, that sucks a lot. So I wanted to know, like, so you like fishing, and your church is very nice, and they help you a lot, and they take you places, and they have fun with you, and they also are very nice to your brother. And your mom told me about your church, and it sounds like a really awesome place to be. And also, Elder also talks about your church a whole lot. I'm going to have to come visit you. So if you could tell somebody your age, or just you could just tell somebody about God and how you know, if they wanted to know God, what would you tell them?
That God helps everybody. He stays with everybody. Even though that you can't see God, that doesn't mean anything. You can tell where he is because from your heart. And God, I'm pretty sure, he talks to everybody. I know he talks to me. And Mr. Sapp, who passed away, also talks to me. And one night I was out riding my bike, and I heard this voice in my head, and I was like, who is this? And I thought it was God, and I was like, huh? So I kept riding my bike, and I was like, it was probably nothing. And then it said something, it said hello, and it was, I was like, it sounds like Mr. Sapp, but I was like, no, it couldn't be him. So I kept riding. A little bit after that, like 5 minutes after that, he said, hey, Christopher, how are you doing? And I was like, I think it's God. I said in my head, I think it's God. So I said, I'm doing good. How are you? And he said, good. And I asked him, who were you? And he said, Mr. Sapp. And my eyes teared up for about 2 minutes or so, because I didn't think that, because when somebody passed away, that's like the first time that somebody actually talked to me when they passed away. And I thought that that was really cool. And now, like, all the time he talks to me now. And God does too, but he does a little bit more because he was my best friend. And I should say that he is still my best friend because I still get to talk to him.
The emotional moment. So, Christopher, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If someone came to you and someone your age came to you and said, I want to accept Jesus Christ, like, what would you say to them? How would you encourage them to accept Jesus Christ?
By going to church, and I would tell them about my Bible study. And I have a question, but it's not really a question.
I'm all ears.
So I was riding my bike one day with my friend. And this, like, I saw this car in front of me. And I was so confused because he stopped and got out the car. Pulled down the window, and he was looking at me weird. And I was like, what do you? And I was sitting in my head like, what? So he got out the car, and I backed up a little bit because I didn't know what was happening. And then he said to me, are you the kid from Bible study? The first from Bible study? And I said, yeah. And he said, you do so well on Bible study. And I was so surprised because it was a stranger. And that's never happened. That's the first time that something's ever happened to me like that in my life. And I thought it was really cool. And he was talking about how I do so good on Bible study. But this was, I would say, a few months ago. But I still remember it every day because I think of how he is like, he's a stranger, and he just got out his car, asked me if I was a kid from Bible study, and I said, yeah. He said, you do so good on Bible study. I watch it every Thursday. Now, he probably still watches Bible study. I don't think he forgets. And I think that he remembers the day that he saw me, too.
You know, sometimes you're so cute.
Well, so we would definitely thank God that he was just talking about Bible study, and you're going to get that out. We're going to get a lot of people just telling you about how you are just encouraging them and how good of a job you're doing, because you are doing a good job. The one thing I can say is, Keep having fun. Keep loving people. Keep loving God. Do you know that the Bible says that you will live a long, prosperous life if you do one thing? And then we don't know what that one thing is? Honor your parents. Being a good son. Do you know that your life will be so blessed? I mean, great things will happen to you if you are a good son. So if you're a good big brother, I mean, if you're a good brother, a good son, I mean, God says that's the first blessing, the first commandment with promise. You are promised a good life when you are a good son. So I just want you to always remember to just be a good son, and you will be so blessed. And people will do nice things, and you'll have a lot of good things will happen to you because you're able to just be good to mom, help mom out, the things that you've always been doing, and just always remember to keep a smile on your face and just have fun. You know, the cool part about you is that you get to say, hey, my time with God is fun. My time with church is fun. And it makes the experience better. I wish that people could see the fun in serving God. Just the fun in serving God. And you, my friends, you see it. And you are inspiring so many people right now because they get to get your joy. All right? So keep having fun. And right now, we're about to do something real quick. We are about to do something called the Call of Salvation. And this is where we offer somebody who's listening on the line, we offer them Christ Jesus as their personal Savior. And we believe that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can come to God. Christopher is 9 years old, and he is talking about God and has a relationship with God. I was also 9 years old when I received the salvation of the Lord. I wasn't preaching, but I knew that I wanted to be saved and I wanted to have a relationship with God. And this is a time where you may be thinking, hey, how do I get what Christopher has? How do I get what Elder or Pastor Tony is or any of us have? And that is just the joy of the Lord. How do I get that? And that's first by accepting Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, as Lord of your life. That's recognizing that he died for your sins. And not only did he die, but he rose for your sins, and he is coming back for you. So if you are on the line right now and you said, I just want that Jesus that you guys are talking about. I want that Jesus that you are, that Christopher is talking about. All you have to do is just say, Lord God, I am a sinner. And then just come into my life, save me. I know that I've sinned and I want you to be Lord over my life. I know that you died on the cross for my sins. I know that you rose for my sins and you're coming back for me. When you make that announcement, you could be feeling over the moon and it could be a big explosion and you may feel awesome. And then there might be a moment where you don't feel anything, but you know for certain you mean what you said. It is not about the feeling. It's about the confession. So if you believe in your heart, and you say it with your mouth, you are saved. And we believe that everybody who's listening, and they hear this word, they will receive the saving grace of Jesus Christ. So we're going to pray that whoever is listening, that they will receive Christ Jesus as their personal Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you are so, so great. You are so awesome. You are so loving. You are so kind. And God, we thank you right now that you send your son today, that you send your son today to show us how awesome you are, to show us how kind and loving you are. God, we thank you that you just brought your son today to show us that you are so, so gracious and you can use even a child. God, you told us that we should be like a child. So we can take notes from Junior Deacon Christopher. We should be able to take notes from Junior Deacon Christopher and learn how to be like him. So God, we thank you. We honor you, and we believe that those who are listening are saved by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
All right, so we are going to do our announcements, and after our announcements, we're going to get some final words from Christopher, and maybe Mom, if see if Mom wants to say anything before we close out. Pastor Toy, do you have any announcements for us?
Oh, praise God. I'm tongue-tied. First, I bless and praise God. I'm going to go to the end. I just thank and bless and praise God for this young man of God, this junior deacon, this mighty, violent man of God dressed in baby clothing. I bless God for him. And Christopher, you know, the whole time you were speaking, all I kept hearing in my ear was David, David, you have the anointing and the mantle of King David. And everybody knows that David was anointed king as a child while he was out in the field watching his daddy's sheep. You have that pure love of God, that pure love for God. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for you. I know that your parents are proud. I know that your pastor is proud. We could hear him. He is about to just gush all through the airwaves. Jesus, you know what made me call David other than the Holy Spirit? Because when he said David, the Holy Spirit said, yes, a man after God's own heart. You have a love for God that has caused God to say you are a child after his own heart. And we just bless and praise God for you. We thank and praise God for the nations that your word has gone out to this evening and has blessed. We invite those of you who we believe by faith has given your life to Christ to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And if you don't have a place to go, if that's what Ebenezer is kicking out at the age of 9 years old, if y'all are in the Ebenezer church area, you might want to go sit under that tutelage and that pastor. I'm just saying. But until you do, bless God. That is why Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. We ask you to join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on our webpage at www.pknradio.com. We invite you to download the app pknradio.com where God has blessed that we can minister through music, the word of God, the hope of God, the love of Jesus Christ through music 24 hours a day. And tomorrow at 8 p.m., you will be able to hear a rebroadcast on PKN Radio of tonight's ministry with Junior Deacon Christopher Chapman. Hallelujah. And again, if you are in Williamsport area, if that's what Christmas, Pastor Christmas is putting out, I'm trying to tell you, if the Lord is blessing him like that, that's what he's putting into the y'all might want to go check out what God is doing over at Ebenezer Baptist Church. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, we bless and praise God for it. Each and every one of you who listened in with us this evening, Junior Deacon, you and your mama, I'm going to be reaching out to y'all very shortly, so I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to be calling y'all very shortly. God bless you all. Reverend Art, the ministry is back in your hands.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So we are about to close out. Thank you, Junior Deacon Christopher. We want to see if you and Mom have any final words that you would like to say before we close out. So is there anything you want to tell everybody before you leave?
Thank you for having me on the show. And God, please bless and protect everyone on this show and everyone who is listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Elder, do you have anything before we close out?
Elder, I don't know what to say.
Christopher, you are
awesome,
so
God.
Mom, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I just, of course, I'm so proud of Christopher, but I just kind of wanted to let everybody know, like, how this came about. In the beginning of the pandemic, the pastor of our church had asked me, you know, to do something on live for the youth ministry. And I wasn't really comfortable teaching on Facebook Live, but I had this children's storybook Bible that I said that I would read from and talk a little bit about each section. And that's how we started out every Thursday at 6 o'clock. And then the book is actually Christopher and Mason's. A close friend of mine had given it to him. It's the Jesus Storybook Bible. I highly recommend it. But Christopher then began to help me every week. He started to help me. And then one day he had said he wanted to do it by himself. So, and then he took it over. So that's how he became about teaching the Bible study. I must say, I think he does a better job than me.
Oh, man. Thank you, Mom, for allowing Christopher to share his gift this evening. We really appreciate you. You are doing an awesome job. A lot of times parents really, we get all the grief, but we never get the credit. And that comes with the territory. But you are doing an amazing job as a mom. And you are doing an amazing job because you've put a good community around your boys, and that's so important. So, Mom, we just want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we have such an awesome church family that, you know, I'm truly, truly grateful for. They have been there for me and my children through so much, and just, you know, where I lack, they help me pick up.
Awesome.
Can I say something?
But we still think you got a little, you still think you got a good sermon in you somewhere, and we're going to find it. We're going to find it. Yes, ma'am.
If I could say something on a serious note, I could be silly on the show, but in all seriousness, Christopher, I'm very proud of you. I'm grateful that you were able to do the show with us. It helps other parents to realize that there's something inside of every child and to not give up on their children. You are an example of what our kids can do and that you're never too young to serve the Lord. The Bible says to, you know, train up a child, Megan, in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. It also lets us know that a child will lead us. It talks about so many things of children. You know, we have to even come to God like little children. So tonight, I just want to pray that no one attacks his innocence, that no one will try to take him and make Christopher anything other than who God created Christopher to be.
Amen.
And that, you know, I do want to acknowledge Bishop Charles Daniels, who is the presiding prelate, and, you know, who was the pastor of Ebenezer, who has imparted into others, and they in that was able to impart into Christopher. You know, we're grateful that Christopher is the example that he is to other young people. But I need to do something. Christopher, I know this is your day, and your mom has been an amazing support, but can I say hi to Mason?
Yeah.
Can he hear me?
Mm-hmm. Mason. Mason, you want to say hi? Come on over.
Hi, Mason.
You want to say hi? Say hi.
Hi. Hi, Mason. I love you. Thank you. Aw. Christopher, we love you. We appreciate you coming on the show. If you have not purchased the book, Meet Mason by Megan Rogers, please take the opportunity to purchase it on Amazon. You will also see that Christopher is illustrated in the book. helping his brother, which is amazing. And they also have their clothing line with a hashtag Mason Strong, bringing awareness to blindness. So I said my piece. Back to you, Reverend Art.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We're going to see you next time on the Healing Hour. Y'all have a good night. Can't wait till next Thursday. God bless.
Jesus said,
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.